Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Yes, even after 2,000 years, Christmas still has the power to lift us up, to bring us together, to change lives, to change the world. The Christmas story is at the heart of the Christmas.
Christmas is Christmas, it's Christmas, it's Christmas.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jim Jordan, you know, this is a pretty sordid Christmas story about this Mike Lee's amendment going down. As Chuck Schumer pulls aside two supposedly independent people, and God knows what he gave them.
A choo-choo. I've always wanted one.
I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you at the new esteemed dungeon. You are dismissed.
So if you showed up on the floor of the House of Representatives wearing a sweatshirt and said that, what kind of response do you think you would get?
Okay, thank you. And happy holidays to you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Merry Christmas, one and all. God bless us, everyone, as Tiny Tim said. Or did he say God bless us, one and all? I can't remember. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. I'll be off next week, but Taylor will be filling in for me. And it's I think we have a best of on Monday. Do we have a best of on Monday, Taylor?
I don't know. Yes, we do.
Yeah, and then Taylor will be in for the last 4 days of the week. I'll still be doing Howie's homework, so you can check out the stories to read because I'll be reading them. And if you like to check it out, that's where we put the stories. You can be reading all my columns. I won't be writing a column for Sunday, but I'll be back in the paper on Wednesday. That'll be posted. Anyway, now it's time for the Chump Line.
It turns out Mitch McConnell is just Liz Cheney in drag.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's really disappointing how bad the Republicans acted in the U.S. Senate. 18 of them flipped and did the bidding of Chucky Schumer.
I hear that Anthony Fauci just got a new job working as one of Santa's elves. The problem is he starts the day after Christmas, so hide the reindeer.
If Fauci is working at the North Pole, this will be the last Christmas where there'll be any deliveries to the little boys and girls. He screws up everything he touches, whether it's HIV or COVID or anything else. He'll be outsourcing toy deliveries to Wuhan, China. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by GiveSendGo. Call in this Friday between 6 and 7. That's tonight. Call in less than an hour and promote your favorite 501c3 charity. GiveSendGo will match our donation for every charity that the Howie Carr Show donates to.
Yeah, this is Jimmy Stewart watching on the Rumble. Say, is that you, Clarence? Why are you wearing glasses and talking about Deerfield? Wait a minute. You're not Clarence. You're old man Potter. Doggone it, you spin your little webs, but I'd say you're nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for your producer, too.
I always thought old man Potter got kind of a bad rap. Who's trying to do the right thing? By Potterville. Lionel Barrymore, one of my favorites.
I assume Zelensky is a shoo-in for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Not to mention profiles and courage, too. He can bring his wife back for the annual ceremony in Cambridge or Boston, wherever the hell they hold it. Whatever boondoggle, publicly funded building, whether it's the JFK Library or something on the campus of Harvard. Yeah, that'll be, you know, it's Massachusetts in May, not a bad place. He can go down to Nantucket and have a shopping spree down there. Pick up some Black Dog t-shirts, some, Vineyard vines, all that stuff. He'll be back. He'll be back in the U.S. come the spring.
The turtle is blaming the midterm slump on, you guessed it, former President Trump. Good luck, Mitch, trying to scratch that itch. It's caused by TDS, and you'll never clear that hump.
Yeah, again, for Trump, no good deed goes unpunished. Didn't he give Mitch McConnell's wife a job as a cabinet secretary? That's kind of a plum job. I mean, I know Mitch is pushing 80, but his wife isn't. And, you make big money after you've been a cabinet secretary, always. But she had to quit after January 6th because, don't you know, it was an insurrection.
Sam Bankman-Fried should just show up in court with a sweatshirt on. He'll be fine.
You know what? That's a pretty good idea. Why not? You know, it's working out great for Zelensky, isn't it? And, SBF is an even bigger slob than Zelensky, if you look back before he was arrested in the Bahamas.
2 days before Christmas in December, it's 55 degrees, it's windy, it's raining. I told you global warming was real.
But what? It's going to be minus 5 degrees in like 3 days.
Ah, that's just weather, man.
that just sums it up. If it's going your way, it's climate change. If it's not going your way, it's just weather, and shut up.
Wow, I listened to Zelensky's speech to Congress the other day. It was amazing. I said, man, that's $1 million speech. How much did we pay for it?
We $40 billion. A lot more than $1 million. And inflation's up, but it's not up that much.
Hey, Howie, when it came to the bond for SBF, it wasn't 10% for the big guy. It was 10% for the big-breasted guy.
It's amazing. You know, again, I know you only have to put up 10% of a bond, so it's $25 million. But they had three family members, but two of the family members, the only collateral they had was the $4 million house. And that's what the house is worth. We don't know if there's a mortgage on the house, you know? I mean, there's no way they put up $25 million. And yet it's there in every headline, in every media outlet, every newspaper in the country that he put up $250 million. And he didn't even put up $25
million. So a copy of Hitman was found in Cadillac Frank's car one of the times he was pinched. I wonder who was reading it to him.
I know that's easy to say, but you know, he was not a dumb guy. You ought to check out that congressional testimony. I'm gonna write one more column about it, but he's a fairly smart guy. He was also a master electrician, by the way, and that's how he was able to plant those bombs in cars. He said, "I didn't." He said I was testing the caps and the bombs in a garage in Somerville. He said, I'm an electrician. I don't need to test caps. I can set up a bomb in a car.
Mandela and I were arrested when we drove a fire truck load of star football players to a civil rights sit-in march. My son Bo was killed in Iraq after surviving a mass shooting by a lumberjack. I was a coal miner before I graduated top in my class, became a college professor. While rounding third base in an Iran-Iraq baseball game, I was
He got almost all of them in there. Almost all of them. You know, in this testimony to Congress, Frank Salemi said he was ordered to blow up the car of the lawyer. But he said he didn't want to do it because it was just too flashy. And he just preferred to shoot people and bury them where they couldn't be found. And he, by the way, he liked to bury people by himself so no one could rat him out. Do you know why he died in prison? Because he killed somebody and then let somebody else bury them. And of course, when they got jammed up, they immediately coughed him up. Frank violated his own rules, and that's why he died in a prison hospital in Springfield, Missouri.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message every weekday between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The number to call if you wish to leave a message on the Chump Line, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, there is one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put the messages we didn't have room for. And Chop Chumps is posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Give, Send, Go. Call in this Friday between 6 and 7 and promote your favorite 501c3 charity. Give, Send, Go will match our donation for every charity the Howie Carr Show donates to. So if you got a little organization or some kind of charitable organization that's got the 501c3 designation from the IRS, get on board tonight and you could get $100 from the Howie Carr Show and $100 from Give, Send, Go. It's an opportunity for us to give something back to everyone who's supported us over the years, and we do appreciate it.
Mandela and I were arrested when we drove a fire truck load of star football players to a civil rights sit-in march. My son Bo was killed in Iraq after surviving a mass shooting by a lumberjack. I was a coal miner before I graduated top in my class, became a college professor. While rounding third base in an Iran-Iraq baseball game, I was shot. I have criticized war criminals like Bush and oil industry execs to their face. Being raised in the Puerto Rican community, I have a little Italian in me and regularly attend synagogue on Sunday.
But again, I repeat, George Santos, Republican-elect congressman from Long Island, is the world's worst person for doing a couple or three of those things that Brandon does on a daily basis. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. This time of year brings out the charity and warmth in most of us.
We don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere, is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
Well, I did say most of us, right? Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com, N-A-U-S-E-T, NausetBeachInn.com. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these is your favorite Joe Biden tall tale? He was a coal miner. He was arrested with Nelson Mandela. Once hit a 360-foot home run. He knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business. He survived a major fire in his house. He grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. He kicked corn and corn pop's ass.
I'm going to vote with Kicking Corn Pop's Ass.
Kicking Corn Pop's Ass has 25% right now. 58%, or he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business, is at 58%.
Okay. Play cut 21. Corn Pop.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
This is one, though, people forget. And I just saw someone posted it this morning about hitting the ball off the wall at the Nationals field or whatever it is in a congressional baseball game. Cut 17.
I played in the second congressional baseball game at the old stadium, Washington Stadium. I hit one off the right center field wall, bounced off the wall. I think it's 368, or I don't know what it is exactly now, but off the wall. And I'm rounding, anyway, to make a long story short, my kids remember that, all the rest. And guess what? Only thing I remember, too.
Was that before or after you dunked over Wilt Chamberlain? And we knew Staubach and Bellino didn't want him to come to the Naval Academy because he was going to, he was going to put him on the scrub team. He was going to turn him into Zach Wilson's. Is there anything he couldn't do? Anyway, the great thing about TV, local TV news in these storm situations is they have to send everybody out there, not just Shelby Scott in the old days, who loved being out on 128 and doing the storm stuff. They send out people who don't like to do this stuff. They never sent me out on it very much, but for whatever reason. But sometimes people get sent out. So there's a huge storm and the cyclone bomb or the bomb cyclone in the Midwest. So they got this guy, this sports reporter. I didn't know they still had sports reporters, but they do in Iowa. And so the guy's complaining. They said, "Hey, Mark Woodley, you got to go out there and do some real work here." And he was angry about it. So his live shots have been going viral all day. But anyway, this is Mark Woodley in Iowa complaining about having to be out on the street, out on the highway, reporting about the weather and the cold. Cut 25.
Mark, how are you feeling out there?
The same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold and tell other people not to do the same? I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning until today.
Self-pity is not good box office, Mark. Cut 26.
It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. That thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated.
You're fired, Mark. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I don't know what that guy Mark Woodley was complaining about. A lot of times, Shelby, about once a winter, used to get, she'd be standing out there and some snowplow would come by and splash her with slush. That's when it really sucks. Let's play, before we do police blotter facts, let's play one more cut. Let's play cut 27 and one more of his cuts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys added an extra hour to this show just because somebody likes torturing me, because compared to 2.5 hours ago, it is just getting colder and colder. Live in Waterloo, For the last time this morning, thankfully, I'm Mark Woodley, News 7, KWWL.
Mark, do you understand? Nobody gives a bleep about your sports reports. They've already got the scores somewhere else. You know, you want a future in TV, you better learn to do what the hell the news director tells you to do. And he told you to go out in the snow, okay? 844-500-4242. Okay, it's that time of the week. It's the third hour of the show, the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny police stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. It could be a local TV station where Mark Woodley will be working soon after he's fired. No, he won't be fired. It was got a lot of ink, a lot of attention for the station. But local news, or it could just be stuff you saw on the internet, just funny stories involving the local constabulary or the not-so-local constabulary. Send your reports in to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And she's not here today, but she passed them on to Taylor, so he's got them all. And we're going to read the best entries of the week, and the two best entries of the week will receive a nice prize. What will they get this week, Taylor?
A nice Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. It's very popular on the Howie Car Show website, howiecarshow.com, click store.
Yes, and you can pick up one of those t-shirts, or you can pick up one of my books. There's a lot of great stuff. howiecarshow.com, click on store. So we're going to start off with the runners-up, correct, Taylor?
Yes, these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Police bust five suspects after $6,000 Ulta Beauty robbery and high-speed chase. This is in Texarkana, Texas. Police arrested five suspects Wednesday following a robbery at the Ulta Beauty store in Texarkana. The suspects fled, leading officers on a high-speed chase. This is from the police narrative. Officer Luna witnessed the suspects throwing items out the window of their vehicle while fleeing. Were they trying to lighten their load and go faster?
I saw their mugshots. They needed to lighten something. They all needed the salad bar, I think. Do we have any names for any of them?
Yes, we do have some names. Deja Hunter.
Deja?
Deja or
is her middle name Vu?
Deja Hunter, maybe. It doesn't have the middle name here. Kayla Jones. Yeah. Ramikia Robinson.
Ramikia, okay.
Kaishan Winston.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how you want to pronounce it, Marquina or Marquina or Marquina Capers. So choose your own pronunciation.
I'm going to put Marquina.
Marquina. Papers. Mercury Grand Marquina. Authorities discovered a firearm during a search of the vehicle, the agency said, adding, once the officers collected all the evidence off the side of the road, it was items from the Ulta Beauty Supply valued at $6,000.
Once spent the night in Texarkana. I was driving somewhere and back and forth, and it seems like something that would happen in Texarkana.
That's where Smokey and the Bandit's plot line started out. Texarkana, Texas.
That's right, because that's the closest place you can get Coors beer.
That's right. Florida man beat roommate's raccoon with hammer, threatened to kill neighbor with sewing needle. A 31-year-old, there's a lot going on in this story, so it does best to pay attention. 31-year-old Florida man was arrested for allegedly holding a sewing needle to his neighbor's neck and threatening to kill him before nearly beating his roommate's raccoon to death with a hammer. This is Tevin Keeson Williams. Deputies with the Lake County Sheriff's Office responded December 14th to a 911 call regarding a battery complaint at a residence. Upon arriving at the scene, first responders say they made contact with a female claiming to be one of the victims. The woman, one of Williams' roommates, whose name was redacted, allegedly told deputies that when she arrived home from work, Williams got off his scooter, walked over to her car, and began punching her vehicle. She also allegedly stated that as he was damaging her car, she heard Williams say, "I'm going to kill you." The woman said she was able to get out of her car and flee to her neighbor's house, where one of the neighbors told her that Williams had just killed her raccoon.
I was wondering when we were going to get to the raccoon part of the story.
I think a lot of people were wondering where the raccoon fits in.
What's the raccoon's name, by the way?
Bartholomew.
And is the raccoon dead or did he survive?
We'll get to that. The raccoon was kept in a kennel located in the back of the house. One of the deputies walked around the outside of the home and located the hammer alleged to have been used next to the back tire of a car, then went to the rear of the home, located the raccoon. It was taken out of its kennel, left in the grass after it was attacked by the defendant. However, the deputy noted that the animal was still breathing.
Deputies, thank God.
I know. Bartholomew had a close call. Williams came out, complied with deputy's orders, was interviewed at the scene, gave his side of the story. A male neighbor told deputies then that as he was sitting on his porch, Williams came over and placed a sewing needle to his throat and told him that he was going to kill him.
Did you say Bartholomew gave his side of the story?
No. A male neighbor. Talking raccoons don't exist, Howie. That's just in the movies. College criminal justice professor arrested after allegedly shoplifting from Target.
No, say it ain't so.
Multiple times. Yes. Esteemed Dr. Bruce Carroll, who teaches at Georgia Gwinnett College in Lawrenceville, was charged with felony shoplifting on November 22nd.
Dr. Carroll.
Always such a great guy. He was caught stealing from the store on eight separate occasions.
What happened the first seven times he did it?
Well, it's tough to pick these up because he was using the self-checkout system. So I guess they started noticing a pattern with this guy.
I thought most stores have someone monitoring the self-checkout system.
Usually,
here in Florida, they do.
There's usually a camera attached to the self-checkout, and now they've gotten really smart. I used the CVS one the other day, and they can detect if you didn't scan an item or if you didn't place it in the bagging area.
Yeah.
And it'll shut the thing down and wait for an attendant to come over and fix it. But Carol would use the self-service checkout, paying for some items, but leaving with others he never scanned. The merchandise he stole ranged from a bed comforter. That's a big item. You can't really sneak that out and sneak it by. I mean, that's pretty sizable. Golf gloves, dog food, a champagne flute, and probiotics. In total, Carroll is alleged to have stolen $629.
He was a Renaissance thief.
Yeah, he's got a lot of varying. He's got a dog, he drinks champagne, golfs, and likes to sleep in a nice, comfortable setting. Should have just gone to MyPillow.com.
You know, he didn't work out a very effective MO for a criminology professor, though, did he? Because he got caught.
Yeah, so how he got the job in the first place is a mystery. If he couldn't work out a scheme to, you know, just at least be able to have a teachable moment to his students. This is my favorite part. According to Carroll's biography on the college's website, he's listed as the faculty chair of the criminal justice and criminology department and has been with the school since 2014.
He's the chair. Well, the good news for him is shoplifting does not get you sentenced to the chair.
It'll probably get you fired, though, from your criminal justice teaching job.
No, he won't
be
the chair anymore.
No. He's going to have to take the class. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. There's still time to get your gift cards at any of their 36 locations in the Northeast. Doing any last-minute shopping tonight or tomorrow, find your location. Go to 110grill.com. Priest close to Pope Francis, accused of inviting two nuns to take part in a Holy Trinity threesome. Did you see this story?
No, I'm shocked. The guy was going after nuns rather than some other member of the
church.
That's
what I figured you were going to say. A Jesuit priest who reportedly is close to Pope Francis has been accused of inviting two nuns to partake in a Holy Trinity threesome. He's now facing allegations of sexual and spiritual abuse dating back decades. His name is Marco Ivan Rupnik, and a former nun says he used his
Father
Rupnik. A former nun says he used his psycho-spiritual control.
Bless me,
control
Father Rupnik.
Some
fry of sand.
Three decades ago, in order to make her watch porn, and have group sex sessions that he said would have religious significance. He was a spiritual director of a convent in Slovenia and has created mosaics for churches, including a papal chapel at the Vatican. This guy was pretty high up there. The nun alleges that this activity took place between 1987 and 1994. California man trying to steal goat shot by elderly homeowner. A Southern California man was shot by a homeowner earlier this month after trying to steal a goat and a dune buggy from the residence. 36-year-old Alexander Balinski.
I think the reporter made the right decision to lead with the goat rather than the dune buggy.
Oh, yeah, definitely the better hook. 36-year-old.
That's a little more unusual.
I mean, goat and lawnmower are interchangeable, aren't they? That's why people have goats on their properties, to chew the grass. 36-year-old Alexander Balinski was shot by an elderly homeowner who sprung to action after noticing that Balinski was trying to steal a goat from his San Marcos, California home. Balinski.
Balinski, the
president of Ukraine.
Wow, I thought we gave him $40 billion and he has to steal somebody's goat?
We need the goat and dune buggy to fight Russia.
The 79-year-old homeowner and his 60-year-old wife, 19-year difference there, good for him, heard Balinski rustling outside with the goats, and when they went outside to stop him, Balinski pushed them to the ground. The homeowner ran back into the house, grabbed his rifle. While the homeowner was inside, police say Balinski placed the goat in a dune buggy on the property and attempted to start the engine, preparing to flee.
He put the goat in the dune buggy?
Right.
Wow. What was the goat's name?
The goat's name was, let me find it in the story here, Geronimo.
Okay.
Geronimo the goat. He got out of the dune buggy when confronted by the husband, who charged him and grabbed his rifle. This is bad writing. Balinski charged him and grabbed the homeowner's rifle. At that point, the rifle was fired and a shot hit Balinski. He survived and he was arrested.
And the homeowner said, "Now I know why Putin did this."
Rhode Island man accused of hiding gun parts in peanut butter. TSA said a Rhode Island man is accused of trying to get through airport security by putting the parts inside two peanut butter jars. The man was stopped at JFK in New York. TSA tweeted that the parts were wrapped in plastic and stashed in the jars, which were in a man's checked bag. The agency said the man, whose name was not released, was arrested by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey police. He's also guaranteed to get a lump of coal from Santa, the TSA tweet said. TSA said passengers can transport unloaded guns in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage only. The gun
Do they still make Buddy Cianci's tomato sauce, marinara sauce?
No, I don't think so.
He's not with us anymore.
That's a novelty item now.
Is it really?
You can find that in some antique stores.
I was just wondering, you know, might be a good place to put the bullets in the Buddy's sauce.
Well, you open that jar, you're ruining the value of the sauce.
Don Imus used to say that he got a defective a jar of the sauce because it didn't have enough fingers in it.
Very good. We'll take a break on that note, and we'll get to maybe some more runners-up and our winners after the break.
Limerick guy says the professor had his PhD, professional heist doctor.
Very good.
Goat rustling. Goat rustling is back.
Geronimo made it safely back home out of the dune buggy.
Thank God. And Balinski was taken into custody. Too bad he wasn't taken into custody in D.C., 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back as Howie puts the finishing touches on his Christmas palm tree.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Limerick guy says the TSA arrested the gun part smuggler in a jiffy. Get it? Farmer John says it's all fun and games until you try to rustle one of my goats. Then we pull out the equalizer. Well, the homeowner did, the guy that was 79. 844-500-4242. 42. Taylor, we have a winner in our contest, do we not?
Yes, we do, for the pair of tickets to Shen Yun. And you can sign up to win those tickets. We do a drawing every week, HowieCarShow.com. Just click the Shen Yun banner. And this week's winner is Samantha from Nashua. Congratulations, Samantha. You're going to experience China before communism with Shen Yun. And it's playing in the area through January, I believe.
Yes, it is, all over the place.
All right, so we've got one runner-up before we get to our winners. Police called after Cousin Eddie holiday display spooks neighbor. Neighbors called police and reported a man exposing himself on their neighbor's lawn. A dispatcher, this is in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, described the scene as that of a man
Hunter
standing
Biden,
outside.
Shame on you. Thought you were sober.
Merry Christmas!
When officers got there, they did not find a man in a robe exposing himself. Instead, they found a mannequin dressed as Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Mannequin was wearing a robe and a hat, raising a beer and smoking a cigar. All right, this is one of our winners. We got a lot of entries for this one. French man sparks hospital evacuation after arriving with a World War I artillery shell stuck in his rectum. The unnamed senior citizen arrived at the hospital Saint-Mousse in Toulon, southern France, on Saturday evening, and he had an 8-inch artillery shell removed from his posterior orifice. His arrival sparked a bomb scare. The bomb squad was called in, but they informed doctors that there was little risk of the shell exploding inside the man. It is understood, the story says, that the man had inserted it in his bottom for sexual pleasure. And world's most clueless carjacker tries to steal DEA agent's car. The agent had finished a shift and was stopped by Zachary Bell, who said, "Get the bleep out of the car." That's when the agent, a 7-year veteran, leapt into action, switched on the car's police lights, pulled out his own gun, hit Bell in the face, tackled him to the ground, and handcuffed him.
The emergency room physicians in France, as they arrived, they said, "Lafayette, we are here." We'll be right back with the Howie Carr Show Charity Hour. Thanks, Taylor. I'm Howie Carr.